This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The first decision of a producer's growing season is also one of the most important, selecting the right seed, not only for your operation, but for each segment of your operation down to the specific field. We will hear more from Robert Kosser of Cropland about everything you need to consider when making your seed decision next.
Attention, Hut!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You! Call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north field and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operations Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operations Center, only from John Deere.
Robert Kosser is a market activation manager with Cropland, and he says that seed selection is about more than just performance.
Yeah, it all starts with seed, right? That's the first decision we make of the year is a seed decision. So at Cropland, we take some unique approaches. It's all about yield. It's about performance at the end of the day. It's about bushels across the scales, as I like to say. But it's how do you get there? How do you decide on that one hybrid or that one soybean variety that goes on that farm? And it's really, you know, it's about yield, but we look at how we manage that as well. And so we have what we call anchor plots across the U.S., several there in Iowa as well. We're looking at testing genetics for performance. We're also looking at how to manage those. And we call that our characterization trial.
Kosser says that matching up management practices of farmers with the seed that fits their operation leads to the best return on investment.
And so we're able to take that information and really help growers place the best product on the farm for their highest ROI potential.
In a time of depressed commodity prices, he says that farmers should not change much when it comes to their seed selection.
When low commodity prices, it's easy to say, I want to pull back everything, because you got to protect, right? You got to protect a little bit of the cash flow. But we know that if you start pulling back to lesser yielding genetics, then you give up cash as well on the backside. So we really don't change anything on selecting the genetics. But that's where that information of how to manage that hybrid from that local retail agronomist comes in. Because we're able to pick and choose which buttons to push and which point things to pull back on in season to help the grower achieve the highest ROI.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.